بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد سلام contains the subtle message that we are all dependent upon Allah تبارك وتعالى and that everything happens by Allah تبارك وتعالى's will. From this perspective, it serves as a reminder about Allah Ta'ala for the Muslim brother. It is indeed the most comprehensive and perfect method of greeting due to the following. It is a form of remembering Allah since Allah's name is mentioned. It is a reminder to the next person about Allah. It is a method of expressing love and attachment to a fellow Muslim. It is a comprehensive supplication for his goodwill. It indirectly contains a guarantee that the fellow Muslim will attain no harm from the greeter's limbs or tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also greet the believers with the word salam in Jannah, as is proven from the verse of Surah Yasin. Sayyidina Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them to do 7 things: to visit the ill, to follow the funeral processions, that is to perform the janazah salah, to respond to the person who sneezes, to assist the helpless, to aid the oppressed, to make the greeting of salam common, and to aid a person in fulfilling his vow. Note, the hadith instructs that salam should be made common. One should greet everybody at all times and whenever the opportunity arises. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa alhamdulillah, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.